Riverbrook, this is Pam.
Hi, Pam. Is Steve available?
No, he's not in right now. May I take a message?
Sure. Thank you. Is he gone for the day?
No, he'll be back.
Okay. Yeah, let me know when you're ready.
I am ready.
All right. My name is Julian. It's J-U-L-I-A-N.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm calling with Bank of Cardiff. Cardiff is sounds kind of funny on the phone. It's spelled C-A-R, D as in David, I-F-F as in Frank Frank.
Mm-hmm.
And my direct line here is 858-779-0931.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just regarding business financing. Does Steve have like a CFO or office manager that handles any of the decision-making processes with that stuff?
Well, he handles the decisions, but the office manager is kind of involved too. But and actually, since you asked, another financing group called about an hour ago, and she said that he's currently not looking for any. So I know that's
gotcha.
What she said that moment. But
okay, no problem. Well, thank you. Okay. You guys must get these calls like all day then.
Well, no, not every day, but
okay.
Fairly often, and sometimes we get faxes or, you know.
I see. Yeah, we're a growing bank, and we're trying to help other businesses grow along with us. So, you know, if he's looking to bring on any new equipment for the summer, you know, anything like that, we can help him out. And we also working capital. So.
Yeah, he's done a bit of it in the recent past. So I think
okay.
It sounded like he might be done for a little bit. So
I gotcha. Well, maybe I can follow up with him later this year, catch him at the right time. Maybe he has a need I can help with.
Okay.
Does Steve have a good email I can reach him at just to throw my hat in the ring?
It's probably better to call, I would say. He's not the best with, you know, looking
an
into
email?
Things that he doesn't recognize.
or
whatever,
gotcha.
You know. So,
okay.
But so are you in California?
Yes, we're in San Diego.
Okay, yeah, Cardiff by the Sea.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Yeah, I used to live in El Cajon, so.
Oh, really?
You know where that is? Yeah.
Yeah, my other job, I work in La Mesa, but I live in Chula Vista. Are you familiar?
Yeah.
I've pretty much grown up in Chula Vista my entire life. You must miss it.
Well, sort of, but you know, it's really nice having moisture.
Yes, a little bit of greenery here and there.
Yes, greenery and rain. I mean, sometimes, you know, even if it's all wet and drippy outside, it's kind of nice in a way, you know.
Yeah, exactly, so. Exactly.
But yeah, I do miss the sun.
Yeah, I went to Seattle last year, and I had never been like up in the area at all. So it was like you know, pretty surprising for me being from San Diego, like, cause, you know, the drought and stuff like that, and like we rarely ever get rain, but East County especially, like it gets really hot and dry over there too. So
for
like,
sure, yeah, we don't miss that. Just, you know, my husband and I were getting older, and so, you know, you can't tolerate the heat as much, and so it's just like, oh gosh, we hear these giant temperatures down there, we're like, oh boy, we're sure glad we don't live there anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
but on the other hand, when you're freezing, you're like, oh, if we only had a little sun, if we
then
just lay out
it.
In the sun.
Yeah, that's one cool thing in San Diego, there's less variation in the temperature, it doesn't fluctuate more than like 20 degrees or whatever, you know,
right,
no
yeah.
matter what season you're in.
That's right.
So, all right, well, hey, I won't keep you too much longer. What is your name again?
Pam.
All right. Thanks, Pam. I appreciate your time. Like I said, I'll follow up in a few months. And,
okay.
See, going. Okay?
See if anything's changed. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Right. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.